once again. It's time to eat. Welcome, Food Time, Chicago Radio's only and original cooking and dining show. The award-winning All Things Edible program heard every Sunday at this time. 20 years plus now on our Food Time show. We've talked a lot of food around here, and this week sponsored by our friends at the Greek Island Restaurant, America's most popular Greek restaurants. We are getting into the grilling season. We've had a little taste of it with sporadic nice weather here in the Chicago area. All the rain this week didn't help out, but I'll bet on a nice sunny day like this, even though it's a little chilly, lots of you are going to be out on your grills and enjoying all that's good about that. Weather's supposed to get even warmer this coming week, and as we go into the Memorial Day weekend, kind of the unofficial beginning of summertime, more and more we're going to be out on the grills. I'm going to be doing some regular grilling segments, by the way, on the WGN-TV morning news. So we're going to have lots of grilling tips for you on television as well. But speaking of television and grilling and all things food, we are thrilled to have with us today one of the most popular hosts on PBS, cooking hosts on PBS, Vic Rallo, who hosts Eat, Drink Italy that you see on WTTW here in Chicago. Vic, welcome to the show. Nice to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
So talk to me a little bit about how your show has evolved and changed. What are you into? Season three, I think, now, right?
Season three is currently on. We're getting ready to shoot season four either in late July. There's no August in Italy because everyone takes off in August. So
as they should.
You can't get anything. Yeah,
as we should. As we, I should
say, it'll either be late July or September.
Yeah, as we should take off the entire month of August, as they do in many of the European countries. So, how have you seen your show evolve and change? I mean, you know, you must just in doing the show, you must be learning new things and wanting to get into different areas, both regional areas, but also areas of culinary art.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it started with some YouTube videos. A producer saw my stuff on my YouTube channel, and, you know, from there we did a pilot, and we were picked up by WNET in New York City. And then from there we went to their national to Create TV in season two and three, and we'll also be in season four on Create TV. And it's really been great. I mean, the people of Italy open their doors. So whether it's a Michelin-starred chef or a great winery or something historic, you know, throughout Italy, the people are just, you know, so fantastic, you know. And each of the 20 regions of Italy, like our states, there's 20 regions of Italy, and they're just so different. The diversity of Italy offers endless, you know, segments for television. I could go there for 30 years and never film the same thing twice.
Yeah, have you had a favorite region or a favorite episode, favorite dish, something like that, that you've done in your season so far?
You know, every time I go to a different region or a little town or village, I say when I speak a lot, you know, people say Venice or Rome or Florence or Siena, Milan, and I say anywhere anybody will take you or invite you should go, because those little villages in Italy really encompass the heart and soul of the experience of Italy, and that's what people are thriving for. You know, that's what people want. That's what people are looking for when they travel. They really want to experience the real Italy. And what I do on my show is try to take you places where you can't go as a tourist, that are kind of special places where we're let in because we're showing something to the American public that either the producer or the chef or whoever wants America to see, because the biggest market for Italian products is the United States of America. So They're very welcome, and they open their arms to us.
Yeah, I've been to Italy several times, and certainly has been my experience. I mean, I haven't gone, you know, deep into some of the culinary places that you have, but I just every single meal that you have in Italy, no matter where you go, is mind blowing every single time.
Yeah.
Last season I was in
Pestum. Pestum is in Campania, the region of Campania. And Pestum is a village, a town, that has the oldest Greek ruins in all of the Buddha of Italy, and there's some of the most intact Greek ruins anywhere in the world, including Greece. And there's like three or four temples in Pestum and amphitheater that are in perfect condition.
Wow.
And so you go to this beautiful region very close to the sea, and actually the sea is about a kilometer away from Pestum as it stands today, the walled kind of village, this little city. And back then, the sea was right up to the walls, so, you know, it was accessed by the sea. And when I was there, I was with a producer that produces the indigenous varietal grapes, but is also in the hotel business. And he has a very, very large hotel there close to the beach. And his chef, a Michelin star chef, cooked one of my favorite things because it was so interesting. We made a beautiful fresh tomato sauce, and we froze it kind of in an ice cube tray, let's say. It wasn't exactly an ice cube tray, but just to give your listeners an idea.
Yeah.
And then we made a ravioli dough, and we put the frozen tomato sauce in the ravioli. And we made raviolis, and then we cooked the raviolis, which melted the sauce inside, but the ravioli was sealed.
Yeah.
And then we made with some fresh farm butter and sage and a little bit of local grated cheese and the ravioli. So when you cut the ravioli, he called it inside out ravioli. So the sauce oozed from the inside into the sage, brown butter and cheese. And it was like a symphony of flavors. And it was absolutely beautiful to make, to see, to cut. So something very interesting. And we've gotten a lot of questions and responses on that segment in that episode.
Yeah, so indicative of what your show is about. And did I hear correctly that you've just opened a barbecue restaurant?
Yeah, so, you know, for 30 years I've been cooking and loving Italian food, and it's my passion, Italian food and wine. But, you know, I'm like, what do I do next? Where do I go? And I wanted something that was true to the roots of a country's food-wise, and obviously there's other Mediterranean countries I could have gone to, but I started to travel around the United States and taste barbecue, and it's really one of the only true American cuisines. I mean, it's, you know, from the beginning, barbecue started in America, and if you're the best barbecuer in America, you're the best barbecuer in the world. So barbecue is really American, and it's a tradition. So I thought, why not? And I went around, and I tasted and tasted and tasted, and I fell in love with barbecue, the simplicity, the beauty, you know, the art of barbecue. And so we just opened a barbecue restaurant in Rumson, New Jersey, called Surf Barbecue, because we're very close to the sea and a couple of rivers. And I think we're putting out some of the best barbecue in the country.
So this is strictly American, no Italian influence in your grilling and barbecuing there?
You know, so the American tradition of barbecue is slow and low, so low temperatures for a long time. And we only use New Jersey wood, so oak and fruit woods from New Jersey. And there's no gas fire. So our equipment is all run by fire. We have someone that tends the fire overnight. And, you know, so the tradition is, you know, the brisket, the pork, chicken, sausages. So really it's an American tradition. The only flair of Italian, we do smoke an Italian sausage, and we smoke it and grill it. So it's done the traditional way, but with, you know, an Italian recipe.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan of the smoking. I don't mean cigarettes, but I mean food. We'll talk about that when we come right back. Vic Rallo is with us from Eat Drink Italian, our Food Time show today, sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurant in Chicago. 1248, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Getting ready for summer grilling season. Vic Rallo from Eat Drink Italy. You see on Channel 11 here in Chicago and PBS, joining us with some grilling tips. And Vic, you are very much into the smoking more than the grilling, from what I hear.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Absolutely. Smoking and grilling are totally different things. People say, you know, we think of our Weber barbecue, you know, our barbecue out back. But traditional American barbecue is 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 hours. You know, the briskets that we do at the restaurant are 14 to 16 hours in the smoker. So it's a much, much different process than grilling. And, you know, a lot of folks throughout America are getting into barbecue in the true sense, smoking, and they're buying like these green eggs or these, you know, small kind of smokers that they can use out back, getting up early in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and putting a pork butt or a brisket or ribs and smoking them, you know, perfectly, and then, you know, maybe finishing them on a grill.
Just to give them a little bit of a
barbecue's
char.
It's about the smoker.
Yeah, just to give them a little char on the grill.
But, absolutely. A little char, a little color. Perfect.
Yeah. So is that easily doable for somebody, you know, trying to do it in their backyard? I mean, do you need a super expensive, you know, big green egg, or is it something that's a little more accessible to people?
Well, you know, it's, you know, the green eggs are fairly expensive. They make some less expensive, you know, versions, but really the problem is that you have to maintain temperature. So, and by maintaining temperature, I mean a low temperature of 200, 210 degrees, whatever you smoke at. So, you know, it's difficult to do it in a pit that is not meant for that. So really, you know, but with some trial and error, anything is possible. You know, we have people making smokers out of old 55-gallon drums, you know, and they smoke in those, and they let the embers get low, and they get used to the temp, and they put a little thermometer in there, and they close them up at maybe 250, and then slowly it temps down to 200, and then most of the cooking's done at 200 or 205 for a long period of time. So totally, absolutely possible. But it's not like turning on the gas grill and putting a burger on it,
drawing
and
a steak,
you know,
on,
getting
right.
the perfect burger every time.
Yeah, and
a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, you are dedicating some time when you do that. What are some of your favorite recipes on the grill? What are some great things? We've got a little bit chilly day today, but it's nice and sunny. People may want to get out on the grills today. What are some Vic Rallo things that they can do on the grill today?
On the grill, okay. So one of my favorite things, especially around this season in New Jersey or wherever you are, you know, we're coming into striped bass season here. And striped bass, you know, they're very easy to catch and they're delicious. And I fillet a striped bass and I'll put a fillet of striped bass in foil with lemon, white wine, maybe a little bit of garlic, salt and pepper, and maybe a little seasoned breadcrumb on it. And I fold it up, and I put it on the grill on high for 15, 20 minutes. And then, boom, you open that thing. It's magic because it's kind of like doing it in the paper, like in a fancy restaurant. They steam a fish in paper throughout the Mediterranean. It's very possible. Here, a foil, a local fish. I mean, what says more summer than that, you know? So that with, a local salad, now all the lettuces are coming up. So a beautiful green salad, tomatoes, you know, pretty soon, another 2 or 3 weeks, we start to see tomatoes from Georgia and the Carolinas. So that's really fantastic. Another one of my favorite things is, like, Georgia and Florida right now are in corn season. So we do this often, and I've kind of stole it from the Cuban tradition, where they do this Cuban corn where they put like mayo on it, and then they put like a manchego or a grated cheese and some fresh lime. So what I do, because I'm Vic Rallo, Eat Drink Italy, I make a beautiful pesto, basil pesto, and I grill the corn, rub it with the pesto, and then I roll it in Grana Padano or Parmigiano Reggiano or some kind of grated Italian cheese, hard cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
And the best corn you'll ever eat in your life. So easy. So easy. And people go crazy. They're like, this is the best corn I ever ate. This is unbelievable. And it's so simple. The pesto you can make ahead of time.
All right. So I was going to say, walk me back with this a little bit. Because so we're grilling the corn to the point where it's done?
So first, to make it super easy, boil the corn for 10 minutes so it's cooked.
Okay.
Take it out of the water, put it on the grill. A little salt and pepper, put it on the grill until it starts to char a little bit so you get some black and brown spots on the corn.
Caramelize a little bit,
caramelize a little. You make a pesto, basil, pinoli nuts, olive oil, Grana Padano, Parmigiano cheese, and basil. Put it in a Vitamix or some kind of RoboCoup or food processor. You make a pesto. Take a brush or a knife and coat the corn, the hot corn, in the basil pesto. And that happens easy because the corn's hot and it, you know, the olive oil starts to melt into the corn.
But you're not putting it back. You're not putting it back on the grill though.
Once it's grilled, it's done.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the pesto on it, and then on a flat plate, your grated cheese, grate some fresh cheese, and roll it in the cheese. Stick a couple skewers on the end or the corn on the cob holders. And I am telling you, it says summer in so many beautiful ways. The pesto, the cheese, the corn. You know, open a beautiful bottle of Italian white wine or rosé, rosato, this time of the year. Nothing gets better than that.
That does sound absolutely amazing. How about, are you big on desserts on the grill?
You know, my whole life I've never, ever, ever really been a dessert guy. I do like a little, like, gelato or granita, you know, at the end. But I've never really, really done too many desserts on a grill.
Not one for, the grilled, people are doing grilled pineapples, grilled peaches, you know,
grilled peaches, pineapple, like that. But I prefer to use them, like, a grilled piece of pineapple or, like, when the peaches come with beautiful fresh, you know, beautiful thin sliced prosciutto. And maybe a little piece of burrata cheese or a piece of fresh mozzarella, something like that. So really, my taste buds and, you know, my food love is really the savory.
Yeah.
I'm not so much of a sweet tooth guy.
Okay, give me one more savory. Give me one more entree on the grill. We have a seafood. Give us something else.
Okay. So I've Marco Pierre White, only guy, French chef, only guy to give up his Michelin stars. When he left his restaurant, he said, I'm giving my stars up. The stars are for me and the restaurant and the staff I have. But if I leave, why should the restaurant still have stars? And he wrote a great article about what he eats today. And I think he's spot on. His favorite meal, and it could be my favorite too, is a prime dry-aged steak. It has to have the bone in, whatever steak it is. And I put sea salt, coarse sea salt, a lot of salt, and pepper, coarse ground pepper, and I like a little bit of oregano, and I make a mix, and I rub it into the steak, and I let it sit for 6 to 10 hours. And then I put it on a very hot grill to sear it, and then I finish it in the oven just for a few minutes because I don't want it to overcook or overburn on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then I slice it with a Jersey tomato salad. My favorite summertime meal is a prime dry-aged steak, sea salt, black pepper, a little bit of oregano, sear it on the grill, slice it off the bone, tomato salad, and then I open up, you know, a Brunello di Montalcino, a beautiful red wine, a Barolo from a great vintage, and it doesn't get better than that. People confuse great cooking with many ingredients. The great chefs of the world cook with very few ingredients, but the very best ingredients.
Yeah, less is
more. All of your listeners, don't get confused. Do not add a lot of ingredients. You don't need it if you use, they say in Italy, la materia prima, the prime ingredients. Use the best ingredients.
Yeah, less is more is almost always the case. And I'm not kidding you. When I make steak at home, I don't do it for 6 hours, but I'm always salt, pepper, oregano on my steaks. That's it. That's how I've always done it. Absolutely delicious. Vic, if people want to get more information on your show, on all the things you're doing, what's the best way to do that?
So they can either go to www.eatdrinkitaly.org or they can go to www.victorrollo.com.
Good deal. Vic, a pleasure to talk to you. I hope we can do it again sometime.